Luke chapter 19, while we stand our feet, and that we're going to reverence the reading of God's Word today. It is good to be saved.
Amen.
Know that we're saved. Have that blessed assurance on the inside. If you don't know that you're saved, you ain't sure about it, you can come and get that thing nailed down. If you are sure that you're unsaved, then you can come and get saved this morning. Amen. You can come and get saved. Listen, I wouldn't put it off. I'd come on and get saved. And let me say this. If you are saved, you ought to be serving the Lord. And that with joy and happiness in your heart today. Well, we thank God for the good choir singing, the good special singing already. I tell you, we could say it's been good, and we could go home right now, but I feel it's preaching time. Amen. Luke chapter 9, it is good to see everybody here with us this morning. Let me say that. What a great joy it is to see you here today. Luke chapter 19, I want to begin to read in verse 12. And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, and thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taken up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them. Now let me just say this. If you go back to verse 14, you remember they sent a message, said, we will not have this man to reign over us. He said, but those mine enemies, which were not that I should reign over them and bring hither and slay them before me. You can be seated this morning. As we look in Luke chapter 19, we look at the doctrinal aspect as the Lord is dealing with the nation of Israel. And we know that he is the king. We understand that, that he's went to receive a kingdom, and he is going to be coming again. And it is the nation of Israel that rejected him. We understand that. John chapter 1 and verse 11 said that he came under his own, and his own received him not. And I believe that that is the literal and that doctrinal interpretation that he's leaving on this parable with, that is that he's going to leave and receive a kingdom, but some or those that he'd give, he wanted them to occupy till he came. Now, we spiritualize that a lot of times and look at that in the church age and apply it, and it applies real good. That is, we're serving the Lord. As he's give us something to do, we are to occupy till he comes. Amen. And I believe that we should. Amen. I believe we ought to be and that about the Lord's business and being faithful in the things that he's give us to do. And we look a lot of times about these men that had gained some. One had gained 10 pounds, one gained 5 pounds, and we look at that man that had laid up that pound in a napkin and didn't do anything with what the Lord had left him to do. And shame on us if we do that today. God's given us talents. God's given us ability. God's given us each and that a job if you're saved and that to do. But I want to not focus for just a little while on verse 17 where he said, "Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little." I want to preach, having just a thought this morning, on being faithful in the little things. Now, there's a lot of little things in the Bible. I'm serious. Now, if you look at a lot of little things in the Bible, first of all, by way of introduction, it don't take no big sin and that to get you wrong with God. It takes a little sin. Amen. Hey, listen, the Bible talks about in the book of Song of Solomon, he said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." You don't have to get out in some great sin and that to come cut your communication and that off with God. Friend, you don't have to get out in some moral and vile sin and that to ruin your relationship, to ruin your testimony and that before God. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes 10, he said, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor, and so doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." You tell me that you're saved. Tell me you're going to serve God, won't live for God. But listen, it would be out of character. It would just be wrong for you to just be sinning just a little bit. Hey, listen, Paul said, I believe it was at one point, he said, "Don't you know that little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" And he's talking about sin right there. And so we find it's just a little sin, or maybe it is just a little thing to you, but it's great big to God. Listen, maybe it's a little lie, a little cheat here and there. Maybe you cheat in school, or to be honest, amen, or to tell the truth. Ain't that right? Amen. Always tell the truth. Hello, are you out there today? Listen, you ought to tell the truth. You ought not to lie. Listen today, but he said it's just a little thing right here. It's them little foxes that spoil our vines. Listen right here, just a little sin. But then you say, well, what's it matter? Just a little bit. Hey, I believe it's just a little sin in Joshua chapter 7. When Achan and took that gold and that silver and that Babylonian garment over there in Joshua 7. And you know what happened? It got 35 men killed. It made all the difference in the world because somebody had partook of sin and was hiding it and not confessing it. Amen. Hey, listen, I tell you, it can ruin our church service. Amen. You just mess around in sin. You say, oh yeah. Listen, God trying to do something and you're sitting there locked up on God and won't get right. Tell you, shut a service down. Amen. Grieve the Holy Spirit. Quench the Holy Spirit and that of God today. But listen, some little things, some little sins that lead to bigger sins. But then in the book of Proverbs chapter 30, Proverbs chapter 30, now I'm still in my introduction, but in Proverbs 30, not only is it little sins that gets us into trouble, but then we find some little things that we can learn from. In Proverbs chapter 30 and in verse 24, the Bible said there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. He said, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in the king's palaces." And so we find that not only do we learn that little sin gets us into trouble, we can learn from some little things that the Bible talks about. The ants get the job done when the job needs to get done. Amen. No matter how hard it may be, or no matter how much strength is needed, they know how to get it done. You find about that coney right there, the rabbit or the hare. Hey, listen, they're a feeble folk. They can't defend themselves or take care of themselves, but they know where to live and that to protect themselves. Amen. Hey, Hey, listen, you know what? Me and you may be like the ant. We may not be able to do it all, but when we get together and serve the Lord just like we should, we can get it done and get it done in harvest time. Be like the coney. Hey, listen, we can't fight the devil and win on our own, but we know and that where our security's at, don't we? And that's in the Lord Jesus, the locust, and then out know how to work together. Good day. What a great day when a Baptist church, I can learn to work together, amen, and love one another. Hey, Paul told the church at Colossae, he said, I wish that she's knit together and that in love one for another, amen. Them locusts knowed how to work together. They traveled by bands, the Bible said right here. And it said, have no king, yet they go forth. All of them by bands. They're going to get the job done. And the spider, as little as she is, she gets her hands, places her hands, taketh hold with her hands, does her work, and gets in king's palaces. So we can learn from some little things in the Bible. But then not only is there some little sins that gets us, and we can learn from some little things, but can I tell you, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 22, that a lot of folk take salvation little. Did you know that? If you can go over if you want to, but I'll read it to you in Matthew chapter 22, as the nobleman here, as the man is inviting to the supper. The Bible said in verse 1 of chapter 22, Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Well, I tell you now, again, I understand the doctrinal aspect and that with the nation of Israel, but he's that way with a lot of folk today. He's bidding folk to come to get saved, and they won't. And again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I prepared my dinner, and my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. It was just a little thing to them. It was just a little thing. Hey, can I tell you, salvation is not a little thing today. It's not a little thing and that to be made light of. It's not a little thing and that to just blow off and say, I'll do it when I get ready. Or it's not real or none of those things. Listen to me today. You pass up on salvation. It may be the one and only time that you can get saved. God may never deal with you again. I don't know God's plan for your life, but I do know this, that when he calls, hey, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah 55, to call on him while he be found, seek him while he's near, amen. But I want to look at some little things this morning. To be faithful in the little things. You go back to the text verse in verse 17, and he said, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little. How can I say that? First of all, number one, there was the delivery of the little things. If you go back and look, you find that in the scripture that the Lord delivered 10 pounds to 10 servants. And so each had a pound. Each started on a level playing ground. Each didn't start with something that the other one didn't have. Can I tell you that when you get saved, we all start at the foot of Calvary. Yes. Hey, listen, ain't none of us gets anything special or anything different than anybody else. Amen. We all start on the bottom. We all start at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he divvies out that one little piece of faith over there that allows us and that to get saved and then follow him as he'd have us to. But we find right here as he delivered that pound. And by the way, that pound, it depends how you look at it, was not worth a whole lot. You look, and the best that I could figure out is a pound at this time in the New Testament was worth about 3 months worth of salary. That's pretty good, amen. I'll be honest with you, that's a pretty good amount of money, 3 months worth of salary, until you compare it to what they got. And then when you compare it to what they got, it wasn't so big, was it? And I'll be honest with you, what we got in the Lord Jesus Christ is a lot, amen. But he expected them to do something with what they'd got. I say, how do you know that? Well, because when you get down here to the end of the parable, you find out that one servant who said, I fear thee because that one austere man. You know that word austere means severe or harsh or stern. Hey, I'm going to tell you, at judgment time, it can get pretty severe. Amen. Amen. You need to understand it. Hey, I'm glad God's merciful. I'm glad God's loving. But friend, I'm telling you right now, judgment, it may not be so good. Hey, listen, man, you need to understand that. There is a judgment day coming. But he gave instruction with that pain. He delivered the pain, but he gave instruction with that pound. What do you mean he did? He called him 10 servants, delivered 10 pounds, and then said unto them, occupy till I come. He told them to keep doing what their job was. He said, I want you to keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Hey, can I tell you today that the Lord has given us all something to do for him. He said, what have I got to do, preacher? Well, every one of us has got a testimony that we need to tell. Yeah. Every one of us has got a Savior that saved us, and we ought to tell the world about Him. Listen, it may seem but just a little thing to do right now, but friend, I'm telling you, it can turn into great things if we just do it. He said, just occupy till I come. Hey, listen, God delivered unto them, or their master delivered unto them something to do for him. I believe every one of us, whether it's preaching, whether it's singing, whether it's teaching Sunday school, whether it's being faithful to pray, whether it's being faithful to church, whether it's just opening our mouth and praising him, I believe every one of us that are saved has got something to do, and that for God. I believe that today. I believe that with all my heart. I was talking to a fellow the other day, where his mama goes to church at, and I'd come through there, and I said, well, I see they got a new feller in that mowing the churchyard over there. And he said, yeah, the boy said he can't sing, and God didn't call him to preach, but said he sure enough could mow the churchyard.
Amen. Right.
Man. Take that as a small thing. I would look at it as a small thing, but he looked at it as a great big thing. Amen. Hey, listen, all of us can tithe. Yeah. Hello? Let me put my glasses back on.
Come on.
Amen. You working, making money, you ought to tithe. Amen.
Come on.
Amen, amen. But there was a delivery and instructions with a delivery. But then, number two, the Lord, the master right here, expected something out of them. Expected faithfulness, didn't he? Hey, listen, we see the delivery of the little things, but then the faithfulness in the little things. But I wish I could get a 10% return on my money.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Don't you know?
I mean, 10% would be real good.
Yeah.
Man, inflation would have to be screaming to get that kind of return, but boy, it'd be good. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, but listen, he got a 10% return, and the second one, I got a 5%, if you let me say that. Hey, but listen, you know why? Because they were faithful. Faithful. Hey, listen, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful. The Bible said that a faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Amen.
Listen, God is not going to bless unfaithfulness. He won't do it. You may think that he'll do it. You may think God should do it. Or you may say, well, God will bless me anyway. No, he won't. God blesses faithfulness. And these men right here, it said, and he said unto them, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a little. You know that faithful, being faithful is recognizable. What do you mean faithful is recognizable? You can go over to Genesis chapter 39 sometimes. And, let's just go over here and look at it real quick. I ain't in no hurry. You in a hurry? I ain't in a hurry. Genesis chapter 39. And we find Joseph down in Potiphar's house. If he was here for Vacation Bible School, we studied Joseph in Vacation Bible School. And we find that he's been picked up by the Ishmaelites, sold down in the land of Egypt as a slave. And Potiphar gets him. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught that he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Hey, this fellow right here could see the fidelity that was in Joseph's life, and that he was going to be faithful in whatever he put his hand to. And he seen that God was going to bless it. And so he just gave everything and that to Joseph. He said, well, what God's gave me to do is just a little thing, preacher. Let me put it to you like this, that the Lord wants you to be faithful whether you think it's big or little. You know why God won't trust some of you with bigger things than what he's already given you? Because you can't be faithful with the little things. Can't be faithful with church attendance. Hey, don't expect God to do anything for you if you can't be faithful in church attendance. Amen. It's an easy thing to get up on Sunday morning. We start at 10 o'clock, most or thereabouts. We're trying to start at 10 o'clock. Let me put it that way. Most folk got to be at work by 8, and we just want to get here by 10, and I'll let you go here in just another maybe an hour here in just a minute, you know. I'll get you home by 1 o'clock anyway, Brother Jim. And I'm just saying that it's not that hard. It's as easy as we want to make it sometimes. It's what gets in our way that keeps us from being faithful to God. Do we let things get in our way? I'm guilty of that sometimes. I'm guilty of letting worldly things get in my way to faithfulness and that in the Lord. And let me ask you another question. Are you faithful on the secular job? Are you faithful to go to work? Are you faithful when you're there? Hey, I'm going to tell you something. God ain't going to put you in the army of the Lord and let you serve him in any great capacity if you can't be faithful on the secular job. It's getting good, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. Getting real good. I mean, if you can't be faithful to go to work, can't be faithful to work when you're there, hey, listen, and get your job done like you should, and be a good witness, and that for the Lord. Hey, the Bible said in Luke chapter 16, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. If you're going to be faithful in the little things, God said, I'll guarantee you'll be faithful in a lot of things. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit your trust to the true riches? God said, if you can't do these worldly things, if you can't accomplish these worldly things and be faithful in them, then how do you expect that God's going to bless you in spiritual matters, you see? Why would you expect God to do anything if we can't be faithful? God calls faithful people on into the ministry. Say, I don't want to go into the ministry. I don't want God to have me do anything. Hey, but listen, I want to be faithful in the Lord's service that he can be proud of me. Not that you can be proud of me, not that I can be proud of me, but that he can be proud of me. I want God to be happy with my life today. Listen, so we find that God calls faithful people. God calls busy people. I thought about, when I studied this, I thought about where Elijah found Elisha at. When God told him, go over there and cast his mantle on him. You know where he found him at? Found him out there in the field plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he was in the 12th yoke pulling with him, doing the job, trying to get the job done. And Elijah throwed that mantle on him. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Whether you think your job is big or little, whether you think it's big or little in the Lord's service, be faithful to it.
Amen.
Be faithful to it. Can I put it to you like this? It may seem like a little thing for Miss Evelyn to pay the light bill, but I'll tell you what, if she don't pay the light bill here at the church, they'll cut our lights off. Do you know that? Hey, I got a friend up in Coca Creek, and he said, I can remember as a boy, and he still goes to church there, and he's in his 60s, but he said, I can remember as I was a boy, he said, I can remember when we'd vote in business meeting to pay the light bill. He said, if you don't pay it, they'll turn it off.
Amen.
I thought, that's pretty smart, you know. Hey, but listen, you say that's just a simple thing. Yeah, but if Miss Evelyn ain't faithful and that to pay that light bill every month, well, lights will go off. Hey, listen, if she ain't faithful to pay me, get that done. I won't eat. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We serious about that. Hey, if she ain't faithful to write them checks every month to get out to our missionary, hey, listen, we're not only costing them, but costing us our reward that's in heaven.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
There's some little things. If Miss Christy don't come and clean the church, you know what? We'll have a dirty church, won't we? Amen. I'm just saying. But she's faithful to come and do it. Every week she's faithful. I've come in here sometimes on Thursday mornings, and I've been here early on Thursday mornings, and she's already beat me here. I come in one Thursday morning not too long ago, and she was already on the front porch. I thought, my soul, and it's like 10 after 8. And I mean, somebody's got to be faithful to get this stuff done. But did you know that being faithful in little things gains? What do you mean it gains? He said, well, thou good servant. He had one pound. And that 1 pound, which was a little something, gained to 10 pounds. One had 1 pound and it gained to 5 pounds. They put it to use. You may think that what you're doing is insignificant, but it's worth a whole lot for the Lord. Somebody has to do it. And you need to be faithful in it. Need to be faithful. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, church. There's no telling what happens when... Oh, I do know what happens. But there's no telling what would happen here if folk just truly sold out and become faithful. No telling what happened in your life. No telling what happened in this church. No telling what happened in your family. Hey, listen, if you just sold out and that was faithful in it all, faithful in church attendance, faithful on the job, faithful in your testimony, faithful in your Bible reading, faithful in your prayer life. Just faithful. Just faithful. And so, there become a promotion day. Number three, there was a promotion day because of faithfulness. He said, well, thou good servant. That'd be good to hear, wouldn't it? Good servant. And that's what we are. We're servants. Yes, we're sons and daughters and that of the Lord, but we are servants, by the way. We tend to forget that. If you go over there and look in the book of 1 Peter, you'll find that Peter addresses everybody or as himself, as he is given the opening over there to the book of 1 Peter, he addresses himself, and that is an apostle. By the time you get to the book of 2 Peter, he not only addresses himself as an apostle, but also as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm a pastor, and yes, I'm a preacher, but you know what? I'm also a servant. Yes, I'm a son of God, but I'm also a servant and that of the Lord. He said, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Now, I want you to see that there always comes a reckoning day. There's always a judgment day coming for what we've done. Now you got to understand that. I mean, for the saved, in the book of 1 Corinthians, I talked about this for just a minute in the way of introduction, but in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible tells us about the judgment seat and that of Christ. And we take that as a light thing sometimes. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of the sort it is. If any man's work abide, which is built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire. And so we understand there's a judgment day coming, and that for the children of God. I mean, everything that we've done. Hey, listen, whether it is our work, whether it's our faithfulness and our stewardship, I believe our motives behind and that our work that we did do, whether it's for us to get glory or for the Lord to get glory, listen, I believe all that's going to be tried at the judgment seat. I believe God knows why we've done what we've done. God knows, you see. God knows our heart. Not everybody else knows our heart, but God knows our hearts, you see. And by the way, there is a judgment day coming for those that are lost. Amen. Hey, the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, behold, I saw a great white throne, from him that sat upon it, from whose face the heaven and the earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. And the Bible says that that the dead, that death and hell gave up the dead which were in them, and the sea gave up the dead, and they were all brought over and judged before the Lord Jesus Christ for their rejection and that of Him. I've trusted Him to be their Savior. But can I tell you something? There comes a promotion day in our faithfulness. When we're faithful, I really believe that when we can show that we can be faithful over a little bit, that God will make us faithful over a little bit more. And then faithful over a little bit more. You know why some of you can't make no money? Can't be faithful over what you already got. I'm just being honest this morning. I ain't trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be honest this morning. Listen, you know, one fella said, I don't believe the Lord would give me $1 million because I wouldn't use it right. No chances are the Lord won't. But you know what? There comes a day that the Lord and that promotes us in His service. What are you talking about? In February the third Sunday in February of 1998, I went on live on air on the radio. And before I come down here to pastor for 4 years, I was faithful to that same radio broadcast that we have now, Sunday in and Sunday out. My pastor put me in charge, and that of the nursing home ministry. I thought it was because he was tired of doing it, but come to find out, he was trying to train me and get me ready for some things. And you know how I learned how to lead singing? Nursing home. Well, as I sat down, I was looking at this. I thought, man, I was so proud that Sister Patty Gunn used to come. She was faithful to come to play the piano every Sunday in and Sunday out at the nursing home. If Brother Norman didn't come, then I'd have to lead singing. And boy, I was always afeard that I may not have a piano player, but there Sister Patty was all the time, played the piano for us. And that's how I learned how to lead singing. I don't do it well, but I do it, amen, when I have to. Hey, but listen, I was fine. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just trying to tell you some things. Listen, between preaching on the radio and being faithful to that, and being faithful to go to the nursing home, and faithful to street preach, and faithful and back to study and get ready and get prepared, here I am today, pastor in a church. Now, had I not been faithful to all them things, you think God would have sent me down here? Some of these young preachers want a pastor, but yet they can't be faithful in their study, and they can't be faithful in what little bit God wants them to do over here. How can they be? Hey, it's the same thing in your life. I don't know what you're wanting to do for the Lord, but are you being faithful in what He wants you to do now? See, I didn't understand all that. I didn't understand what was going on. I just knew that these were the things for me to do, and I was doing them. I was trying to be faithful then. The more we'll be faithful in the little stuff, I believe the more He'll let us do for Him. He said, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Are you being faithful in what the Lord wants you to do now? What the Lord wants you to do now? You being faithful just to witness? Being faithful to come to church? He said, preacher, all I'm going to do if I come to church, I'm not going to sing in the choir. All I'm going to do is sit right here on this pew. Then you come and you sit right there on that pew. Amen. You come and you show people how to be faithful to attend church.
Amen.
Amen. There's been a lot of folks, hey, listen, over the years, that's all they've been capable and able to do. Hey, just come and pray and just be faithful. Hey, you may be teaching one of these young ones around here, some of these teenagers around here, just how to be faithful and how to do something. May not do a whole lot. We're going to be faithful. We're going to keep going. Are we being faithful in the little things? Because I believe that if we'll be faithful in the little things, God will certainly bless us in the big things. How about it, church? Let's bow our heads this morning across the house. What a shame it's going to be one day. What a shame it's going to be as we get the verse of invitation, fellas. What a shame it's going to be one day when the Lord rolls back heaven and said, if we'd have been faithful here and faithful here and faithful here and faithful here, I'd have blessed you here, here, and here. And here's where you could have ended up at. Are you being faithful in the things of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards the man be found faithful. Just faithful to serving Him. You say, I'm getting by, preacher, without being faithful. Is that what you want to do? Is just get by? Just get by? I don't want to get by. I don't want to just get by. Oh, no, I want the Lord to be happy in that with my life. I want the Lord in that to be satisfied with my life. And the more He gives us to do, and sometimes I'll be honest with you, it may get a little harder and harder and harder to do sometimes, a little harder to be faithful sometimes, because the world comes crashing down. And I'll be honest with you, the more we do, the more the devil's going to fight you, by the way. But are you being faithful in service to the Lord? Listen, can I tell you today, church, He'll be faithful to us. He certainly will. Faithful man shall abound with blessings. If we'll be faithful to Him and do what He's called us to do, and we set our hand to it and do it, He'll be faithful in that to bless it. I hope you've been saved today. I hope you're ready to meet the Lord. He is coming, and you need to be ready. Heavenly Father, I pray You'll help during this invitation. Would You please move upon folks' hearts? Lord, if there's some folk here that just needs to come and draw close to You, and I might need to come and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I've not been as faithful as I could and done as I could. But Lord, I want to be faithful. I'm going to be faithful, and then just go do it. Lord, there may be somebody here that needs to get saved today. I pray that they'll move. I pray that You'll speak to their heart, or that You already have, Lord, that You've spoke to their heart, and they'll come and receive You as their Savior today. And Lord, I pray that You'll help during this invitation. We love You and we thank You. Help right now for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.